hard, escalate too long, escalate too hard, escalate. Ooh, easy. Can you check the
no
client's
access?
Can you check
no
the
access? I ran netstat and saw the ports listening, but IP tables was blocking the loopback interface and their tools couldn't communicate.
Did you document that?
Did you check the sim?
Sim is down.
Sim is down. We hit the event per second limit again.
What's the cost to upgrade?
0.5 million.
What was the code for that checkbox so we can export these logs?
That's $50,000.
What was that open source option again?
The internal tool's broken again.
Did you check the documentation?
No, where is it?
You should document that.
Can you check the...
No access.
Can you check the client's...
No access.
Is that compliant?
It's out of our scope.
Out of our scope.
Out of our scope.
Is that secure?
We're compliant.
Is it secure?
We're compliant.
How did you do that?
We know more than we can tell.
Did you document that? Did you document that?
You can clap for the video. It's okay. So I want to welcome everyone to the 2015 SATSE Principal Investigators Meeting. It's great to have all of you here, and I think we have an exciting 3 days. And my first privilege is to introduce Jim Carissa, who is the first speaker who will welcome us today. And it's a special privilege to introduce him today because it's actually the first time anyone has introduced him in his new role as Assistant Director for Computer Science and Systems and Engineering at the National Science Foundation. And I know this because he just started the position today. So this is his first official act. It's probably a little early to judge his tenure at this point because he's only had about 6 minutes in office. But I'm very encouraged by the rumors that I've heard about his first major initiative. And this is something that I think can really improve the productivity and visibility of our research community a great deal. And all of us, but most of us are familiar with the current NSF proposal process where you've got to write a 15-page paper and wait a long time, and there's an extensive and very time-consuming review process. And I've heard rumors that he's considering replacing that with a 90-second YouTube video. So that's very encouraging. I hope you will join me in thanking Jim for taking on this role at the National Science Foundation, which is really important for our community and our country in general, and to welcome him into that position and thank him for joining us here today. So.
Well, great. I don't know about that YouTube video, but maybe you should keep following me on YouTube and see what happens there. So thank you very much, and welcome, and good morning to everybody. It's really a great honor and a privilege, and really nice to see so many faces of people I know from the research community here participating in this meeting. I've actually been working way more than 6 minutes. By my watch, I've been working 42 minutes already. It's really my first day on the job, and I really wanted to be here on my very first day on the job because the SATSE program is so important, not only to the National Science Foundation, but really to the nation as a whole. I think this should be a wonderful meeting. As you all know, this brings together people from lots of different sectors who do work in cybersecurity research and development, and also education, from the academic community, from the industry community. There are a number of people from lots of different government agencies here as well. I, and I think all of you, look forward to hearing about all the progress that's been made on various SATSE initiatives. And I think maybe most importantly, this is a chance for people to meet each other, to form new collaborations and possibly new partnerships as well. I noticed that this afternoon seems to be all about collaboration, meeting new people, the poster session tonight. So I think there'll be a lot of opportunities for everybody here to get a chance to talk to each other. So I'd like to just say a couple words about the SATSE program and cybersecurity in general. Cybersecurity is really one of the National Science Foundation's largest investment areas with more than almost $160 million to date invested in that recently. Under SATSE, there have been more than 1,700 awards, and about 740 of them active right now. So I know there's over 400 PIs here, so you're really one of the largest and most vibrant and active communities, I think, within the NSF family. Within in fiscal 2014, NSF invested nearly $80 million, and that's actually not counting CyberCorps, launched 175 new research projects really across the nation in more than 35 states. So again, it's a very big and very broad and very important program to the National Science Foundation. So again, this level of investment is really warranted and is being made because of how important your community and the work that you folks are doing is. You're building a foundation for advancing cybersecurity research and for engineering trustworthy computing systems. And that actually accounts for 80% of the portfolio of the SATC program, this notion of the research that's involved in building this foundation. Another goal here is to gain new insights and understand the motives and incentives behind cybersecurity, for transitioning research ideas into practice, and then finally, again, to bolster education and training in cybersecurity. And, you know, it's my first day on the job here, and one of the things that is so appealing and made me really want to take on this job is the opportunity to do good things for the nation as a whole. And really, if you look around this community here, I mean, you know, as a faculty member, I know what it's like to be making contributions in your own research community, but really the kind of contributions that you folks are making extend beyond your research community and are really of national importance here. I want to make one comment on that 80% number that I mentioned about the research portfolio and the SATC program. If you read the 2015 fiscal year budget, so probably none of you have read the fiscal 2015 budget, but that's okay. But I do want to point out that in describing the specific objectives for NSF's SATC program in the 2015 budget request, the first six bullet points there for why this investment's being made is really about research directions and the new scientific foundations that are being pursued by you folks under this program. So research, fundamental research is fundamentally important to the SATC program and a real cornerstone for this program. I guess the one other comment I'd like to make just generally about SATC and cybersecurity is the importance of education as well. So I know many of you are from computer science departments like I am, and you've probably seen your enrollments growing and growing. It's interesting, I mean, certainly that's growing partially on the base of need for people trained in computing, but even more, the growth is even bigger if you start narrowing down and looking at cybersecurity, the needs, the national needs, the industrial needs in the areas of cybersecurity are even more than they are in computing in general. So this too is very, very important from a national point of view. So I'd like to finish up. I just want to make a couple of comments about partnerships, because as I've learned more about cybersecurity, both in Massachusetts and now nationally, I'm really beginning to understand how critical partnerships are in the area of cybersecurity. So it's not just computer science, it's not just engineering or one directorate, it's really, or one area, it's really partnerships across multiple areas of importance. Within the National Science Foundation, this is one of the largest cross-directorate activities within the National Science Foundation. In addition to SCISE, SBE, Social, Behavioral, and Economic Sciences, Mathematical and Physical Sciences, Engineering, and Education and Human Resources are all participating in this program. So we've got very broad partnerships across all of the National Science Foundation invested in this program and the success of everything that you folks are doing here. There are also partnerships across the government. This is being coordinated. One of the things I'm learning on the job is acronyms. So there's an acronym NITRD, which stands for the Networking and Information Technology Research and Development Subcommittee. This is a committee that helps coordinate across multiple agencies They've developed the Federal Cybersecurity Research and Development Strategic Plan and are right now working on a national privacy research strategy. I don't know if George Strawn is here, but he's leading NITRD. So there are partnerships across NSF, there are partnerships across the federal government, and there are partnerships in industry, and some of those are actually very specific to this particular program. So many of you may know about the STARS program with the Semiconductor Research Corporation. STARS stands for Secure, Trustworthy, Assured, and Resilient Semiconductors and Systems. And this was part of a SATSE solicitation, and there were 9 awards made under the STARS program through jointly with SATSE to 10 universities. And a more recent partnership is with Intel, and I know there are folks from Intel here today, on cyber physical system security and also in privacy, and you may have seen the new solicitations that came out on that last year. And then finally, just in terms of partnerships, my boss at the National Science Foundation, Franz Cordova, you probably remember in the beginning of December was CS Education Week, and Franz Cordova made opening remarks at the White House to help kick off CS Education Week. And one of the themes that she kept coming back to there, again, was this notion of partnerships, partnerships across multiple directorates within SF, partnerships across multiple agencies within government, and broadly, partnerships across different areas. So I think with that, and on this notion of partnerships, it's provides for a nice segue for me to introduce Gerald Mumpower, who's from the Directorate of Social Behavioral and Economic Sciences. Gerald's the Division Director for Social and Economic Sciences in SBE. He hails from Texas A&M University and holds the Joe R. and Teresa Lozano Long Chair in Business and Government. So let me turn things over to Gerald.
Thanks. Thanks, Jim. Good morning to everyone, and welcome to the workshop. Let me add to Jim's thanks to all of you for being here so early in the new year and so early in the morning, particularly for those of you from the West Coast, middle of the night almost. I bring greetings to you on behalf of the Assistant Director for Social Behavioral and Economic Sciences, Faye Lomax Cook. She's out of town this morning, or otherwise she would be here in person to welcome you. Now, I have been at NSF a little longer than Jim. Of course, as we've just established, it's true that 100% of all NSF employees have been here at least as long as Jim. But I first went to work for NSF in 1980. Then I went to work for NSF again in 1998. And then I went to work for NSF again in 2012. So, like Jim, I'm a so-called rotator. As he indicated, my home institution is Texas A&M. And I am entering my third and final year as Division Director for Social and Economic Sciences on what happens to be my third tour of duty at NSF. It's been a wonderful experience. If anyone is looking for an interesting way to spend the next couple of years, we're recruiting for my replacement, and please have a word with me during the break. As Jim also pointed out, the SATSE program involves partnerships between SIES and a number of other NSF directorates, including engineering, math and physical sciences, education and human resources. And those kinds of interdisciplinary partnerships, or this kind of interdisciplinary partnership, reflects a real change between the NSF that I first went to work for in 1980 and the one I work at today, a change I think that's all for the good. What's the nature of the partnership between the Directorate for Computer and Information Science and Engineering, and the Directorate for Social, Behavioral, and Economic Sciences? To put it simply, problems that may appear on their face to be technical or engineering problems quite frequently end up also being people problems. This is a lesson that we learn and relearn repeatedly when we engage issues at the intersections between science and technology and society. In my own field of decision science and risk analysis, a lodestone for more than 35 years has been the conclusion of the 1979 report of the President's Commission on the accident at Three Mile Island. That commission, chaired by John Kemeny, mathematician, computer scientist, and president of Dartmouth College at the time, reached what some thought to be a remarkable conclusion. So remarkable that I would like to quote two paragraphs from it because I think they're so relevant to what we're doing in the SATSE program, at least part of what we're doing. So to quote, popular discussions of nuclear power plants tend to concentrate on questions of equipment safety. Equipment can and should be improved to add further safety to nuclear power plants. But as the evidence accumulated, it became clear that the fundamental problems are people-related problems and not equipment problems. When we say that the basic problems are people-related, we do not mean to limit this term to shortcomings of individual human beings, although those do exist. We mean more generally that our investigation has revealed problems with the, quote, system that manufactures, operates, and regulates nuclear power plants. There are structural problems in the various organizations. There are deficiencies in various processes. And there's a lack of communication among key individuals and groups. And that's the end of the quote. Replace nuclear safety with cybersecurity everywhere in the Kemeny Commission report quote that I just read, and you'll get my point. In SATSE, we often find that problems of cybersecurity cannot be adequately addressed by focusing solely on technology, important as that may be, and ignoring the people. And the benefits of partnership extend even further. From our perspective, from the SBE perspective, new cyber technology oftentimes creates new opportunities for us to address fundamental questions about social, behavioral, and economic phenomena. Of course, partnerships between members of the SAIS community and members of the SBE community, between members of the computer and information science and engineering community and members of the social, behavioral, and economic sciences community, are not perhaps the most natural alliance that leaps readily to mind. That's the key reason that we establish the SATSE EAGER, and you're right, Jim, about these acronyms, that they are endless, but the EAGER stands for Early Concept Grants for Exploratory Research. So SATSE has an EAGER program called Enabling New Collaborations Between Computer and Social Scientists. And this program is designed to promote new perspectives and to develop capacity through promoting an innovative interdisciplinary research agenda that will address how factors related to technological change and societal trends are combining to reshape our cybersecurity and privacy expectations and their implications. So we issue what we call a Dear Colleague Letter, a SATSE Dear Colleague Letter, to encourage EAGER proposals that promote novel interdisciplinary research based on new collaborations between computer scientists and social scientists. We've been very pleased by the results to date. The program's still quite alive and well. A number of you here today have been recipients of these SATSE EAGERs promoting new partnerships between computer and social scientists. Let me also give special attention to a newer Dear Colleague letter issued just a little over a year ago and entitled Research on Privacy in Today's Networked World. Privacy is a major issue of the information age, as we all know. Organizations are increasingly acquiring and storing vast amounts of information about individuals. In addition, advances in big data analytics enable organizations to combine previously distinct information sources and to examine those data to uncover hidden patterns, correlations, and other revealing information. Research on privacy is needed to address how technological change and societal trends are combining to reshape privacy and to examine the implications of that reshaping. SBE and SAIS have teamed up to invite investigators to submit proposals that address the need to develop new and deeper understandings of privacy in today's networked world, addressing topics such as the social and psychological functions of privacy, the relationship between technical and psychological conceptualizations of privacy and trust, and institutional engagement with privacy-invading technologies, including adaptation to, utilization, and avoidance. And that's just to list a few of the topics that the DCL identifies as being of potential interest. In any case, SASE represents what has been for us a remarkably vital and valuable partnership with our colleagues in the computing and information science and engineering communities. Enough on that, enough from me. We need to get on to what promises to be an extraordinarily rich and valuable program. But first, we ought to acknowledge and give thanks to those who've contributed so much to the SANSE program in general and to the program for this SANSE PI workshop or meeting in particular. So, Jim, let me turn it back to you to do that.
Okay, great. One last thing to do before we actually really kick this thing off. And with a program, you know, with 450 people here and a program of $160 million, there are a lot of people to thank here. So I'd like to, as we call people's names, if you just sort of stand up, and we'll do it like the Academy Awards and hold the applause until the end. But there are a lot of people to thank because a program this big and even a meeting this complex, there are a lot of people who put in a lot of hard work to make this happen. So let me begin by thanking Dave Evans and Jane Chee from the University of Virginia, who are the organizers for this particular meeting. And I know Jane's here somewhere.
Working probably.
I saw her outside earlier. Okay, so she's out. She's here somewhere. And the steering committee, Elaine Shee, Rahul Talang, and Pat Trainer from the University of Florida. I'd also like to thank, we would also like to thank the USENIX Association, who are providing the logistics for this meeting. Natalie Desjarlais, Hillary Hartman, Camille Mulligan, and Casey Henderson. I think you met probably all of them. They're outside by the registration desk. We'd also like to thank Rebecca Wright from Rutgers and DIMACS, who organized a very interesting aspiring PI meeting in the SATSE area that many of you maybe even participated in or certainly know about. We'd like to thank former SATSE program officers, Carl Landwehr, who's now at George Washington, and Sam Weber, who's now at SEI at Carnegie Mellon. And I'm not sure whether they're here today. And then there are many people from NSF that we'd really like to thank for all their tremendous work on this. And we want to start with Jeremy Epstein from SAIS CNS, who's really provided much, as you folks know, provided much of the leadership for this meeting and also for the program, the SATSE program, over the last couple of years. Nina Amla, Chris Clifton, Saul Greenspan, Wenjing Liu, Anita Nikolic, Victor Piotrowski, who runs the educational component. I know he'll be here later. Andrew Pollington, Deborah Shands, I know she's here. Ralph Wachter, and Heng Zhu. And then finally, thanks to the SATSE staff, Richard Sheehy, Cassandra Queen, and Carl Anderson. In addition to these program directors and the staff, there are many others inside the National Science Foundation, the division directors, the deputy division directors, who provide the leadership, do the hard work of writing the solicitations, getting things out and moving things along, and we'd like to thank them as well. So a big round of thanks to everybody who helped make the program in this meeting happen. Okay, so on behalf of all of us and all of the people that we just thank, thank you again very much from Gerald and myself for inviting us to help kick off this meeting. Thanks to all of you for participating in this meeting, and hopefully it'll be a really great meeting. So I look forward to talking with lots of you during the next couple of days.